Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Activity Quest, the podcast that will make your summer epic. Every episode of Activity Quest is packed with stuff to do. And in this one, Connor's visiting a brand new London attraction, Tocker Social. Adam's counting butterflies. It's the final week of the big butterfly count right now. We've got events from across the UK. And author Sophie Anderson is here. She's setting you a summer challenge. Welcome to the show! If you're new here, episodes of Activity Quest always start with a Fun Kids presenter getting out and about and discovering what's happening near you. We cover everything from extreme sports to at-home crafts and more. The key is that it's always fun for the whole family. This week, Connor's kicking about at Tocker Social in London.
Okay, it's Connor here, Activity Quest, down at Tocker Social. I'm here right now. This is brand new, inside the O2, a football interactive experience. And I have to say, it is so much fun. It's the best thing I've done in such a long while. It's basically a great big screen where you kick the ball at the screen. You play against your friends, you play against your family, you try and score as much as you possibly can. And the winner, obviously, wins. It's so good to be here. It makes football almost like a live football experience, an arcade game, if you know what I mean. Great fun. So, Tocker Social, I've managed to drag a very exciting member of the team, Marcus Bean. Oh, you've played football at the highest level. Tocker Social, how does it compare to actual football?
It's very similar. The same enjoyment I get from playing on the field, I can replicate in the box at Tocker Social. That feeling of hitting the target and gaining points is the same as getting hit a target and scoring a goal.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing that I wanted to talk to you about. Of course, being an ex-pro and also Tocker Social, did you feel that the idea behind Tocker, for you being so interested in it as a brand, was kind of including so many different types of people in just playing football and having fun with football?
Yeah, you know, that feeling of being out on, in the park with your friends, or not just that, just everybody, and the inclusiveness of the football and the being able to play out with your friends is just you can't beat that feeling.
Out of all of the games here, you've obviously done quite a few of them. What do you think's the best one? Maybe the hardest one? What's the one that stands out to you?
The one that I love is the Tocker Challenge. That's the one that stands out. It's that kind of, you're competing against yourself, which is always amazing, and just trying to get to the highest level. You can't beat that feeling when you get past a difficult stage.
Yeah, I've had a go on it. You have to like try and hit certain targets. It's quite difficult, but it's really, really good fun. Is there anybody that you've sort of seen down here that surprised you? Any like young children that have come down and actually done like really, really well on the games?
Yeah, so we had a young Chelsea footballer here last week. He's in their academy. He's only 9 years old, and he managed to get to level 14, which is like insane. Like, I can only get to 10, but we'll whisper that. He's incredible, and I don't think any people, I bet when they come down, they try it out, I don't think anyone will beat that. So 9 years old, Chelsea Academy, he smashed it.
Okay, so after all the fun and games at Tocker Social, I've managed to track down staff members, important staff members that can answer some questions. Ollie Clifford, General Manager, how are you?
Very good, lovely to meet you, thanks for having me.
Lovely to meet you too. Listen, this is incredible down here. This is such good fun. For you, being the manager here, was it kind of the idea of making football fun for all people? Is that what the sort of goal was here?
Yeah, I think the key thing we wanted to go after is the football fan and the non-football fan, and also strip out, you know, your ability and level the playing field for everyone. You know, you can have dad up against the six-year-old and the six-year-old can take victory. We've seen it. And that's what it's really about. Like, we are genuinely everybody plays here, and I think we're going to achieve that for sure.
I think so as well. Like, we're here with a mix of people and it's such good fun. Everyone's getting right involved with it. the software behind it, like, this is my biggest thing. It's like an immersive, it's like a game inside actual real football. Usually you're playing a game on a console as such, or you're playing football at the park. This is a mix between the both of them, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're jumping inside the game itself. You've got computer vision cameras in there, you've got a giant projector screen that you're kicking it at, and I think it kind of combines the world of computer games and also like reality and sport, and brings it all together in such a like real and interactive way that I don't think many people have ever achieved before. So yeah, super exciting.
This is the thing as well, from playing the games and being around everybody, one thing that I love the idea of is maybe mums, nans sitting on the sideline watching. Next thing you know, they're up there. They're like, we got to beat the kids. We've got to get up there and have a go. That's the idea of it, right? Everyone just have some good fun.
That's it. It's all about fun. And I've the thought of seeing, you know, as you said, the kids competing with their mums, their dads, and the rest of the family is excellent. You know, there's not too many other experiences where you can get the whole family up and having fun in one place. So it's brilliant.
Final question, really, before we leave it there. Obviously, for you, football is such a big part of your life. It really does bring out the best in people, doesn't it? It helps them hard times. It helps you feel happy when you're feeling a bit sad. You feel like Toka Social ticks those boxes as well for so many people to just be able to come down and let themselves go a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's been a really tough time, as we know, with COVID, and just being able to get out and have fun again and being that social. We're social human animals, and it's just be out with friends and family and enjoy yourself is great. And we've got some really good other things we've got going on. We've got camps, which are really good for kids to come and come down, and stay with us from 9 to 3, you know, whole day of Toka Social. And we've also got one-on-one training if people want to come down and do some training. And we've also got for the kids birthday parties, which is great. So yeah, all good.
That was it as well for me, like, for the children, looking at it, you know, if the kids pop along with the family, it allows the kids to go have fun, play the football, get involved in the game. The parents aren't necessarily interested. They can sit back, have some nice drinks, have some good food, and just kind of watch it all unfold, really.
Yeah, completely. I think we are all about the kids here. You know, they're welcome until 6 o'clock every single day of the week. You mentioned the dessert room earlier, Sweet Finish by Toka Social. I think that is any kid's dream. Yeah. You know, the design brief there was, if Willy Wonka met Snoop Dogg, fantastical hip hop with soft serve ice creams and everything in between. So I think as a kid, it will be a magical world for them to come in and just run around, and there's different surprises around every corner.
Absolutely. I encourage everybody to get on down here. So it's open for literally anyone until 6 o'clock, kids being up until 6. So get yourself down here before 6 o'clock and just have loads of fun, really. And how many booths are there for people to get involved in? How many of these?
17.
17, there we go. So if it's booked up, you're likely to get in the next couple of weeks after that as well, which will be great.
We've always got boxes held for walk-ins, so if you ever just want to like turn up, we'll either get you on the waiting list or get you straight in. And if not, you can always have a go on an arcade machine and Sweet Finish if you can't get involved.
And please don't beat my score. I'm going to leave in the description below the scores that I got. Do not beat them. It will really upset me. Get on down, enjoy it. Toka Social. Cheers, Ollie.
Cheers. Thank you.
Connor. Now, for more info, visit toka.social. That's toca.social. You can book 60 or 90 minute sessions online. It isn't open to the public yet, but it will be very soon. So go to toka.social to find out when. Remember, whatever you get up to, whether it's visiting an iconic landmark or something else entirely, we want to know. You can leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this, or get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Tiger Eye 104 has done just that. They said, can you guys go to Splashdown in Dorset? Now, Splashdown, as the name may well suggest, is a massive water park. There's one in Poole and one in Key West in Devon. Splashdownwaterparks.co.uk is the place to find out more about it. It sounds pretty awesome. I think I might give it a visit next time I'm down that way. All right, let's find out what else is happening all across the UK.
There are loads of exciting activities happening around and about to tell you about in Activity Quest today, including the chance to step into a new adventure this summer with Kidzania London's brand new experience, Wonderland, which is based on Alice's adventures in Wonderland. It's an immersive package that allows you to adventure down the rabbit hole and prepare for the Queen of Hearts' garden party. Yes, please. This is all happening at Westfield in London until the 31st of August. The I'm a Celebrity Jungle Challenge is now open in Manchester, where you can expect an exciting mix of tasks and trials based around the iconic main camp, Croc Creek and Snake Rock in the Ultimate Jungle Encounter. You can enjoy action-packed challenges, there's zip lines, a top ropes course, and also vertical climbing walls. And you can face your fears, test your nerve and agility, and collect as many stars as you can for your chance to be crowned king or queen of the jungle. So you can go to imacelebritychallenge.co.uk to find out more on that one. And Dan and Bex are on stage in London this summer on the 27th of August and the 28th of August, this bank holiday. They're going to be putting on live shows of their podcasts at the Underbelly Festival. So on Friday, Dan is going to be hosting Science Weekly Live, which is going to have loads of cool experiments and daring stunts. And on Saturday, Bex is going to be hosting Bookworms Live, which is going to feature some amazing authors and amazing stories. So they're both happening as part of the Underbelly Festival in London. And underbellyfestival.com is the place to book your tickets for that. So the summer holidays are finally here, and so is the latest issue of Girl Talk magazine. This issue comes with awesome gifts, including cotton slime, rollerball perfume, a super satisfying unicorn squeezer, plus an exclusive sneak peek of the new book, The Accidental Diary of a Bug. They've got everything you need to know on the sweetest staycation styles, some amazing crafts, and the inside scoop on being Ariana's BFF. So if you know your Taylor from your Billy, take on the ultimate pop quiz and see how much you know about your favourite music. Plus, there's going to be some of the cutest animals you'll ever see. All this and so much more inside Girl Talk magazine, out now.
Remember to check before you travel and book in advance where you can. And whatever you do, tell them Activity Quest sent you. We also know loads of you have been downloading and using our Tokyo 2020 Olympics trackers from the Fun Kids website. We've made some really cool Olympic theme trackers and printables that you can get at funkidslive.com. And you're not too late, because there is still a week of the Olympics left, so go and check them out. The Tokyo tracker lets you tick the sports you've seen on the TV and lets you mark the ones you might want to try for yourself. Then there's the schedule, all of the events and medal ceremonies on one giant poster. Head to funkidslive.com to find out more about that, then download them, print them, look at them on your phone, do whatever you want to do, follow along with the action. Now, right now, I am super excited. We have got another massive author on the podcast who is setting us a summer challenge. These are little tasks you can complete at home to stay busy this summer. And this one is from author Sophie Anderson.
The Fun Kids Summer Challenge!
I'm Sophie Anderson, the author of The House with Chicken Legs, and I'm very excited to be setting the Fun Kids Summer Challenge for you today. I thought it would be really good for you to show off your design skills. Now, The House with Chicken Legs has a very distinctive front cover, and I thought it would be cool if you were to redesign your favourite book's front cover. And then you can upload your picture to Twitter or to the form below. So good luck and happy summer holidays.
Oh, thank you so much to Sophie! Funkidslive.com/activityquest is the place to get in touch with us and tell us how you get on with Sophie's challenge. Now, though, it's time for a chat about butterflies. Here's Adam.
You're listening to Activity Quest. Dr. Zoe Randall joins us on the programme right now. She's from Butterfly Conservation, and we're going to have a conversation exactly about that. They're doing something at the moment called the Big Butterfly Count. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, good morning.
So the Big Butterfly Count is taking place right now. It's been running from the 16th of July. You've got until the 8th of August, and they're asking you to go outside for 15 minutes and count as many butterflies as you can see. First question, though, Zoe, I think we need to get back to basics a bit. Other than looking very pretty, what actually is a butterfly?
Well, butterflies are insects, and as you said, they've got brightly coloured wings and they've got a fluttery flight.
So tell us what the big butterfly count actually is. And how do we participate? How do we take part in it?
So the Big Butterfly Count is the world's largest butterfly survey in the world. And what we want people to do is go to the bigbutterflycount.org website or download the free smartphone app for Big Butterfly Count and choose a sunny spot and count the butterflies that you see in 15 minutes. And you can do this as many times as you like, in as many different places as you like. You can do it in your garden, garden. If you don't have a garden, perhaps you've got a window box. You can keep your eyes peeled on the window box for any butterflies flitting around. Out in the countryside, gardens, parks, you name it, anywhere you want to do a big butterfly count, you can do it.
I tried this last weekend, and I'm hoping, Zoe, you can help me identify some of the ones I've seen. So, one butterfly that I saw an awful lot of, in fact, there were a collection of sort of 10 or 15 down the end of my garden, all kind of chilling together on some fresh lawn that we had seeded. Bright white, one dot on either wing.
Well, the dots with the white butterflies, the dots on the upper side of the wing aren't a very good diagnostic feature to identify them. But because these vary between males and females and between species, so the best way is to look at the amount of black markings on the wing tips. The large whites have a lot more black markings on the forewing tips, and they extend down the wings a bit, whereas the small white butterfly has only got a small bit of sort of grey black shading on the forewings. And then to differentiate the large whites and the small whites from the green veined whites, you need to look at the underside of the wing. So a green veined white has exactly what it says on the tin. It has green veins on its wings on the underside.
Now, in audio, that might sound very confusing, but it isn't, is it? You've very handily made a very nice PDF that people can download and take into their garden with them. That's right, isn't it?
That's right. You can go to the bigbutterflycount.org website and you can download the identification sheet, which has got the 20 target species on there, which is 17 butterflies and 3 day flying moths. And also on the Big Butterfly Count app, there's also an ID guide built into that as well. So if you're struggling, then you know that there are tools available for you to consult and refer to so you can get your ID right.
Where I saw my collection of butterflies, and I'm going to call them that, I'm going to claim them as my own, they were, like I said, chilling out on my garden. Is that normal? Is there anything that we should do to kind of make sure? Do butterflies like stinging nettles, for example? I've got a big patch of, sounds worse than it is, I've got a big patch of stinging nettles towards the end of my garden, and there are quite a few hanging around there as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the small tortoise shell, which is sort of an orangey brown colour with black specks on its wings, and it's also got a very beautiful sort of blue fringe on the edge of its wings. So to attract butterflies and moths into your garden, what you really need to do is plant lots of nectar plants. So there's a whole list on the Butterfly Conservation website, and it's important to provide nectar throughout the season, so all the way from March right up to December, because there are lots of moths actually that fly around in December, and ivy provides a perfect nectar source for those. So having got your nectar plants, which provides, you know, food for your butterflies and energy for your butterflies and moths, what you also need to consider is providing them with accommodation. So somewhere that the adult butterflies and moths can lay their eggs, so that then the caterpillars, so you grow caterpillar food plants, and then the caterpillars can, like I said, grow, gain most of their body weight in the caterpillar form and munch their way through the plants. So you need nectar sources, so nectar plants, caterpillar food plants, and also get rid of pesticides. Don't use pesticides in your garden because they're not very good for any creatures, really.
Amazing. So that's the Butterfly Conservation's Big Butterfly Count. It's on now until the 8th of August. Dr. Zoe Randall, thank you so much for coming on Activity Quest and talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you to Adam, and thank you to Zoe too. Just to reiterate, bigbutterflycount.org is the place to go to get involved. You've got until the end of this week. It all finishes on August the 8th. All right, that's pretty much it for today. We've given you stuff to do. Now it's your turn to do it. There are loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you like. If you're after more suggestions, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. And whatever you do, and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Remember to rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say Play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you later.
The Space Programme is a Baffled Gab production for the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to Fun Kids all day on your DAB digital radio, on your smart speaker by saying Play Fun Kids, and on the free Fun Kids mobile app. You can also listen online and play loads of games, quizzes, as well as find out the latest news at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.